Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Albert. I'm calling you from Local Splash. Am I speaking to David?
Speaking.
Thank you for taking the call. We have a client interview scheduled for today. It'll take about 30 minutes, at most 40. Is this a good time for you?
Sure.
Perfect. We're going to review the information on the account, then discuss the services you provide, and finally go over the Google business profile and the following steps. Let me just make sure you set up your security question. What is your first pet's name?
Blue.
Thank you. And, okay, did you already have a chance to sign and review the terms and conditions?
No.
No problem. We'll send that out to you again. Let's see. I have the company name as David's Tree and Stump Service.
Uh-huh.
And the address is 103 Tinsley Drive in Belchase, L.A. Or Chase, I'm sorry. Belchase.
7007.
Correct. And
yep.
Is there a suite or unit number associated to that?
No.
Perfect. Is this an office location or a house?
House.
Perfect. And, okay. I have your email as thefin1119@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Thank you. And the phone number for the company is 504-352-4292.
That's correct.
Thank you. Here we have a service called call tracking. It's a service where we create another local area phone number, which will be
no.
The one that's promoted to your clients?
No.
Okay. No problem.
No tracking number. Last time I did that, all they put out was their tracking number, not my number, and that's not going to happen this time.
I understand. No problem, sir. And do you already have your own business website?
No.
That's okay. We'll go ahead and create one for you. Let me just see what domain name options are available. One moment. All right. I have two options. It could be David's Tree and Stump Services.com or .net. Which one would you prefer?
.com.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and get to work on that. Just so you're aware, if one day you choose to discontinue service, you will have the opportunity to purchase the domain name at a one-time fee of $99.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, let's go ahead and discuss the keywords, which are the services you provide and the things people are going to type online to find you. I have a quick list. I see you're like a tree planting and removal service?
No. Just tree trimming, removals, stump grinding.
Okay, I'm going to read the whole list to you. Let me know if it applies. I have tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, tree cutting. Arborist services, I believe that doesn't apply, right?
That's correct. It's good. I'm an arborist. I'm licensed and insured.
Oh, okay. And then stump removal, tree root removal, emergency tree removal, 24-hour tree removal, and residential tree services.
That's correct.
Perfect. Anything else you'd like me to add?
Nope, that'll do it.
Perfect. We're going to send that list to your email. If you think of anything later on that you want to change or add, you can do so by replying to that email.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, the next part is just a couple of quick questions to see how we're going to market your business online. Is there anything your clients have told you they like about your business? Maybe quick service or the prices you offer, free estimates, anything?
Jeez, I'm not sure I wrote some down. I didn't think about it. I'm trying to think of any words that I might use.
Let me see.
Competitive prices.
Okay, perfect.
Affordable, maybe affordable prices. I don't know. I hadn't looked at my website, my old website, in so long.
Okay. Let's see, affordable prices. Emergency services available. And
owner operator. Yeah. 40 years experience. I don't know what else I would put on there.
That's one second. I'm trying to see if I can find something on. Okay, you do have one review. Let me read this. One second. All right. Well, let's see. The next part is just a mission statement. Do you already have one of your own? Or if you like, I can read some options off to you.
Now, what was that, the one review? What was it?
Let me see. I'll check it again. It seems like they just left a 5-star rating, but they didn't give any comment.
Does it have a name?
Let me see.
I'm just curious.
David Finley, it says here.
Oh, that might have been me putting my own up there. I don't know. I used to have a bunch of, a bunch of them up there, and then I don't know what happened to them. I guess people stopped doing it. You know, I didn't, my website, I guess my website, my daughter made me, must have went down or expired or something.
Now that could be the case, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know how to take care of it. She's supposed to take care of it. She's kind of busy, so I'm guessing it went down, you know?
No problem. Well, with the one you have now, you could always send them a link so they can leave you reviews for the clients that you'll have coming up.
Oh, cool. I'll get that and write it down so I can, you know, I get them to start doing that.
Perfect. Let's see. Okay. By the way, do you have your own mission statement? If you like, I can read some options off to you.
You can read some options because I can't think of one offhand.
Sure. I'm going to read 5 options. You let me know which one you like.
Okay.
Let's see. The first one would be at David's Tree and Stump Services. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Option 2 would be at David's Tree and Stump Services, we strive for higher standards of service. Option 3 is at David's Tree and Stump Services, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Option 4, I believe, at David's Tree and Stump Services, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last option would be at Davis Tree and Stump Services. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers.
I'm not sure which one. The last two sound pretty good. No, most of them sounded good. Number 4.
Oh, okay. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Yep, sounds good.
Perfect. And by the way, do you have your own tagline or slogan? It's kind of like how Nike uses "Just Do It," or a lot of people leave these on business cards or like on advertisements for vehicles.
I thought about it. You know, we go out on a limb for you, stuff like that. But I've never used one.
Okay. If you like, I can place that one you just said, if that's something you've used before.
No, I'm trying not to clutter it up with too much information. You know, I like, you know, things kind of standard. I hate putting too much where it's overcrowded and you can't see what mainly goes on. But I don't like it empty where there's nothing there. But, you know, the main thing is, you know, trees, trim, removal. And stump grinding. I don't get into, I just don't like when I put a whole lot of other things, you know, other people do all kinds of 900 things. I specify in, you know, trees, trimming and removal. You know, I specialize in trimming oak trees, making oak trees look good. But, you know, we do removals and, you know, raise jobs and stuff like that. But
I see. We'll omit that for now. It's not a requirement. By the way, yeah. What year did you start your business?
I don't know about starting it, but I think it was 1980.
Ah, okay. And how many people work in your business?
Just me.
Perfect. And do you do most of the 80s when I
learned the business, and, you know, I was off and on. I worked offshore for a while, so I kind of, you know, temporarily and part times, but stayed with it pretty much all my life and just, you know.
I see. No problem. We'll leave it as 1980 for now. By the way, do you mostly do residential work, or do you also do some commercial as well?
I do both, but mostly residential.
Ah, perfect. And what are your hours of operation?
You can put 24 hours a day. That way people can feel good to call at any time in case it's emergency or something.
Ah, definitely. By the way, what payment methods do you accept? For example, cash, check, Venmo, Zelle, credit cards?
I usually just deal with the customer with it. Usually it's a check from them, but, you know, I don't put any other kind of payments on there. I don't do credit cards or Venmos or none of that.
Ah, perfect. We'll just leave it as check and cash, I assume.
Yeah.
Perfect. And let's see. I'm not sure if it's required in the state you live in, but are you licensed and insured?
I am.
Ah, perfect. Do you remember your license number by any chance?
AR-1876.
A as in Apple, R as in Robert, -1876?
Yeah, AR. It's, you know, Arborist is what it stands for.
Ah, okay.
But just, license number 1876, and I just got my new license in the mail yesterday for the year.
Ah, perfect. Now, I see you live in the city of Belle Chasse, I believe is how you say it? Chasse?
Belle Chasse, yes.
Okay. Do you want us to promote your business within, like, 10-mile radius, 20-mile, 30, 40? It could be even more if that's what you like. It depends on how far you're...
10 miles is great, you know. Okay. 20, I don't usually go over 20, but 10 miles might cut some of it a little short, you know. It's kind of like one-sided. I'm on, you know, the 10-mile circle would be fine, but I live on one end of it, so, yeah, 10 miles is good.
Okay. If you ever want to make any changes to it, we can update it at any moment.
Yeah. I don't know, 10, 15. I don't know if it makes a difference or not. But.
Well, the difference is only how far you want to go for the work you do, basically.
Yeah. I mean, 10 miles, we'll try that for a while. If I have a problem, if it slows down too much, I'll go to 15 or 20, but I won't go no further than that anyway.
Oh, okay, no problem. Now, I searched here online, and I was able to find your Google Business profile. Do you have access to that?
The Google, no, I don't.
Do you remember who set that up for you? Was it a family member or another agency?
What was it?
The
what are you
Google Business Profile?
I don't think I have anything through Google. Now, I do have a contract already with Thrive at YP, you know, Yellow Page people. And it's mostly just for the phone book, but they do put me on the internet.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not sure, you were not the one that created it and your family members didn't help you with this, right? Because I do see it here. It's on Google already. It's basically what shows up next to the map section.
Yeah, I mean, when I pay like $70 a month for Thrive. It's a marketing company, you know. They're supposedly the Yellow Page people. But, I mean, there's like 80 people with the Yellow Pages, so I don't know who's the real Yellow Pages no more. But Thrive I've been with for quite a long time. They put my name in the book, and as extra, they put it on the internet. But, you know, they You know, I don't know how far, how much they go on the internet. I don't know if it's, you know, if it's up front or if it's in the back or if it's buried. So I don't know if I needed more advertisement, but, you know, I'm trying to get the phone ring.
Well, we are going to, since it doesn't seem like you were the one that created it, but it is yours because I'm looking at the pictures and it has like a green bobcat. It says David Finley.
That's me. I put the pictures and all out there, but I don't know exactly where they come from. I put some on Facebook. You know, once in a while I'll throw it out there on that. And, you know, I've had a website before, and I think it expired a while back, and my daughter's too busy to get it going again, and I don't know how to do it. So I don't know if they did any of it or I did it, but I know I've got the only advertisement I know that I have out there is through Thrive, T-H-Y, something like that, T-H-Y-R-V, something. They're it's a company out there. I'm like I said, they put my ads in the phone book, and they're just, you know, they're local. They also throw it on the internet. I just didn't want it to conflict with y'all's, but it should. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can do is we can start the reclaiming process, so we can place the ownership of that profile that already exists under the email that's on this account, which is the Finn 1119 at Yahoo.
Yeah,
it would be better if you create. Yes?
Will it affect my relationship with them? I mean, will it bother them?
Do you still have work with them?
Yes.
Okay, then. What I would recommend is, because we do need manager access to that. To that Google Business profile is, let's see.
I mean, because they just run, I just paid, like I said, $70. It's $35 for each phone book, and they got me in the phone books, and they put the internet up there as like a courtesy, pretty much. And I know the internet's more powerful than the phone book. Phone book's just kind of nostalgic. But, you know, I mean, I don't know how much they handle for $70. I haven't been getting as many calls. I got friends that are in this business. We've been in it for years.
The benefit of us handling it is that we help you place that profile.
Well, I get that, and I don't have a problem with it. I mean, will that bother them any?
I don't believe so, because I don't see currently the ranking is not on the first page. So what we can start is the reclaiming process, and the other services they provide, I'm sure the phone book, the physical phone book, is not affected by us. We just need access to
the phone book. I just didn't know if y'all, the two internets would conflict, you know, and I mean, y'all are going to do more internet than they are. So, I mean, yeah,
right.
The front page is where the business is.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and start the reclaiming process and move the ownership to the email in this account. Now, Google may try to contact you just to make sure you're the owner of that profile, the business, and your relationship with us. And we will follow up with them in case anything else is needed for the verification process. But it should be something that is done in about a week or so.
Okay, because Google, I get 10 calls a day trying to get, you know, from different numbers, Google, update my Google listing. And I just don't, I've never had a listing with Google personally, you know, but I guess you like Thrive, I guess, goes through Google to get it, or y'all might go through Google to get it, but, you know, I don't have an actual Google listing.
Well, actually, you do. I do believe someone else made it for you, but I'm looking at it right now. It has your company phone number, 504-352-4292, your name. The only thing off is just a little bit of the information is not accurate.
Yeah, they still got my old address and stuff.
Mostly the service area seems like it's not right. And the hour is not correct. Details like that, they're not correct, which is what we are going to fix.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send that that order to the back office, and they'll contact Google to get that going.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see. I also searched online, and it doesn't seem like you don't have a Yelp page, right?
No Yelp or nothing. I mean, I don't know what's out there. I don't, like I said, the only ones I prescribe to is that one place, Thrive, you know, and they how they put it out there, I have no clue. I mean, I was getting some calls, but I think it's mostly my calls. I check with all my customers, and very few gets it online. I pass out cards. I knock on doors. I get a lot of my own work. But, you know, it'd sure be nice to get the phone to ring 2 or 3 times a day. That'd be great.
Ah, perfect. Let me just check here. And I see you already have your own Facebook business page. Is that correct?
I do, but I don't know how to do it very good. I use pretty much my personal page and put pictures out of my business cards or my T-shirts that's got all my information. I put those pictures out, and I don't know how I got to end up doing a reel. I don't even know what that means exactly, but I took, like you said, the Bobcat, the Lyft, just little snapshots, and it's got a little music with it, and I put that out just every morning when I wake up. I throw it out on Facebook. It don't go much further than my friends unless they like it or share it, and that doesn't usually go very far. So, I mean, I do it, but I'm not very good at it at all. But
okay.
I figure
what we can do is we can optimize the page for you. We'll send you an email with instructions on how to add the person in the back office that will take care of that for you. He'll make sure the layout is nice and the information is accurate. And if ever you wanted to sign up for Facebook ads, he would also handle that once he has access.
Okay. I noticed some ads that I see on there is just kind of so many ads, it's almost aggravating. I don't know if them people are throwing it out there themselves or they're actually, you know, or it's running an ad. I'm not familiar with all of it, you know.
Well, it depends on some people do it themselves. Some people handle agencies. I'm sorry, hire agencies. Yeah.
I just, is any, you know, any idea what it costs to
with us, Facebook, you get each month, it's an additional $100, which goes towards the budget of the Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. And every time you get a lead, it'll be reflected in the dashboard for your client dashboard leads.
Yeah,
sure. I'm actually going to explain that. And it, basically every time someone is interested in your services, it gets deducted from that advertisement ad when you get clicks and interest from clients, basically.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, I'll worry about that later on. We'll get that next. We'll see how this works out first, and then I'll jack it up on there if I got it.
But we'll send you that email. We're going to send you that email so you can add the person in the back office so he can optimize the page, and that's all we'll do for now until you let us know if you're interested in that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. 1 second. And let's see. If we need to contact you here at Local Splash from Monday through Friday, what times can we reach you?
You can call me anytime at this number.
Anytime. Perfect. And 1 second.
You just have to, you know, I got to either log in or you got to leave a message for me to call you back. Because most of the time, if it's not a local number, if I get so much spam out there, and it's mostly long distance, so I don't answer good to out-of-area code numbers. So, I mean, you have to, I either got to log in or y'all got to leave a message so I will call you back. I'm scared to answer a lot of crazy. They got a lot of crazy people out there calling, so, you know, a lot of spam.
I understand. We always leave you a voicemail, or we send you text messages as well.
Those, either way is fine. That'll work.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, let me explain the emails you're going to receive. The first one is going to be the list that we went over at the beginning. If you want to make changes, just reply to that email. The second email is going to be the photos email. That's where you can send us pictures of your work. You can send us up to 20 pictures. It also comes with recommendations regarding the picture quality. And if you have a logo, you can include it along with those pictures. You can send that just by, as I mentioned, replying to that photo's email.
Okay. I see local and, splash. Port.
Correct?
I'm looking through my emails, and it's the one I've seen so far.
Oh, okay. Not all of them are going to get to you right away. Some of them will be sent out by the system once some quality checks are done. But you'll start receiving them throughout the day today and in the following days.
Yep, I got five of them right here in the room, six of them.
Correct. The one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, hold on to that one because we might need the pictures that it's asking for there. But first, we got to start the reclaiming process to see if it's needed. But you can start looking it over, but first we got to reclaim the profile.
Yeah, you can do that. I'll just, when I find good pictures, I'll send them.
Perfect. Now, we are, in the meantime, going to use high-quality stock photos related to your industry. If you see anything that you don't like, please let us know. We'll switch the image. Also, the pictures that we use are copyright protected. If anyone calls you about copyright issues, let us know before replying to them.
Okay.
Perfect. After that, the next thing, I got
specialized equipment. I like showing my pictures out there because not that most people don't realize, but I mean, my equipment is, it doesn't tear up yards. It's just, you know, 40 years of doing this. I got, you know, good little equipment to get back in the backyards, and it's not big equipment that tears up yards.
I saw the pictures here.
Yeah, my little Bobcat, it's on rubber tires, and it articulates, it swivels in the middle. So I can grab, you know, 1,500-pound logs and walk them out of the yard without hurting the yard. When the track machines, you know, they go in there, and they got to twist around on their tracks, and they tear up the grass and all. You know, we just, I got a little lift, walk straight in. I float up 40 feet in the air and trim trees, and it's just, yeah, got good equipment.
Oh, definitely. It does look, I see the lift here. It's also green.
Yep.
Perfect. Now, let's see. The next email you're going to receive is going to be the user name and password for the client dashboard. That's where you're going to be able to see your company's online performance, the leads you're getting. By that, I mean, you know, the clients that are interested in your services. Also, how many clicks you're getting, the calls you're getting. You're going to be able to make changes to the words you have for your services, or you're going to be able to see the words people use to find your business. And also, you're going to be able to edit the website. And it's mobile friendly, so you can use it on your cell phone as well.
The only thing I don't like about editing it is people can claim your websites. I mean, you know, it sounds crazy, but I mean, you know, all of them could be. You look up just about anything online and it says, you know, edit or claim this. If this is yours, you can claim it. People can claim your website, I mean, or your ad, and you don't know it until you finally catch on. You're not getting no phone calls. And then you got to track it down and find out and claim it back. I mean, I just don't understand why that's like that.
Oh, if anything like that happens, usually our team in the back office looks into those issues.
Because the last time I did this a while back, when I moved, I didn't check my website or my ad for a little while, you know, through Thrive, and I stopped getting phone calls. And when I looked at it, in big bold red print across the top said closed permanently. And everyone thought I was out of business, and it hurt my business. I didn't have work for like a year. It took me that long to get that taken away, my site put back up, and things back to normal. And I don't understand how that even happened, but that little edit part, you know, people can take over your business. My last company said they didn't do it, and I'm like, well, who else would do it? You know, another tree company around here? Seems like you could find out who edited it, and, you know, it was one of the worst experiences I've ever had, you know, closed permanently. I mean, you know, if you take me down, but don't put that on top of, you know, that was very financially hurtful.
I understand, sir. If that ever, something like that ever seems to be happening or happened, let us know, and we'll let our technicians in the back office review that to get that fixed.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one took me 6 months before I found out it was there. And then I realized it because I don't check it every day. But now it's like I check it once a week, or I will be checking it, you know, now that it's back up. But
definitely. Let's see.
Yep.
1 second. Okay. Now, after that email, you're also going to... Well, I was going to actually mention the time frame here at Local Splash. We update and monitor the business information on a daily basis. We are going to submit the business information and content we created to the directories within the first 7 to 14 days. And we're also going to optimize the Google Business Profile once it's been verified and the reclaiming process is done. We'll be in contact with you throughout that process if anything else is needed. But you should see maximum results within the first 30, at most 45 days.
Okay, that's about time everything's going to start kicking.
Perfect. And this will benefit your business with more online presence. If you get anyone calling you saying they are Google, or companies calling you requesting more money to complete your Google Business Profile, those are scam calls. If you have any doubts, give us a call first.
I get about 10 of those a day. All of them are, about your Google, update your Google listing, constantly. And I'm like, I don't have a Google listing, so I don't answer none of them. I only answer the ones that I know. You know, I'll splash, I'll know to answer. And Thrive is my other one, you know, it's for the books. And that's the only two. I got other people, oh, you owe us, you know, from all last year. And I'm like, yeah, nope, don't know you. You know, and I mean, I get it's a lot of calls. You get a lot of people, especially with the Yellow Page people. They're all of them say they're the real Yellow Pages, but there's like 90 different real Yellow Pages. It's crazy. You got, you know, Yellow Page 365, Yellow Page Thrive, DexYP, all of us, just so many.
Now I understand, sir. We usually advise our clients when we notice things are seen like a scam, that way they avoid these issues.
Oh, yeah, I avoid all of them. It's just it's amazing that I get that many calls a day of people trying to slide in there. It's a lot. So that's what I'm saying. If y'all call, as long as I got your number logged in, if it's from another number and I don't see it and it's out of town, I usually don't answer them. But if they leave me a text or a voicemail and I know who it is, I'll respond. But if they don't leave me any messages, I don't ever respond because I don't know who they are, and I'm not calling a spam place.
Definitely. I understand. I do the same, to be honest. I see a number I don't recognize.
Yep.
I just avoid.
It's hard with a business phone, but, man, I tell you, you just got to.
Yeah, definitely. I was about to mention, before we finish the appointment, I'd like to set up a follow-up appointment 3 weeks from now just to review the progress of the campaign. That falls on Friday, February 16. Can we call you that day at the same time I called you today?
I will be off. I'm going on a cruise from the 11th to the 18th. I won't be – I doubt if I'll have – the phone's not available out there. You lose service. So from the 11th to the 18th, I will not be – on my phone.
Can we call you the 20th, a Tuesday?
Sure.
Okay. At the same time I called you today?
Yep, that's fine.
Perfect.
You can call me anytime except those days. I know I'll go on that little cruise and I doubt if the phone rings out there. It never usually does.
I understand. I'll just set it for the 20th. That way it gives you time to be back.
That'll work for me.
Perfect. We're going to send you a reminder via Google Calendar before we call you on that day as well.
Okay, dude.
Perfect. Now, this actually concludes the interview. Thank you for your patience. Is there any questions you have?
No. The domain name, and if I think of anything else that I can put in the ad, I would, but I just, I can't think of anything offhand. I just... My brain's not working 100%, but, well, either way, when you call back, I might have it figured out by then if I need to add anything.
Perfect. We're going to send you our contact information to your email. You can call, text, email, do a live chat. You could also schedule appointments whenever you need. We're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And as a reminder, please make sure to review your text messages and emails, as we will follow up with you regularly.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you again for taking the call. Have a great day.
All right. What's your name?
Albert.
Albert. Okay. All right. Sounds good, Albert. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.